إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. On the subject yesterday that we mentioned of إنما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور, I remind myself and you that the criterion to decide whether something is good or not, whether the trial and tribulation, the difficulty that is being faced, whether this is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the criterion by which we can judge that is to see how much the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is involved in those conditions. A good example is, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Ramadan al-Kareem with good health and with the tawfiq to make the best use of it. A good example is Ramadan. This Ramadan, we will have our duration of the fast will be probably about 15 hours. In the UK, it is 19 hours. We have temperatures of around between 25 and 30. UK is probably around the same at this time because it is summer, so it's around 20, 25. In Kuwait, they will probably have a fast of 15, 16 hours, maybe 17 hours, and temperatures of 45 and more. After a point, they stop counting Kuwait, actually. So, on the face of it, all of these are difficulties. I mean, you know, for somebody, the difficulty is more heat. For somebody, the difficulty is longer duration. But all of these difficulties, anyone who understands and anyone who has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, he welcomes this difficulty. Not only does he not complain, but he welcomes Ramadan. I mean, imagine the person who complains about Ramadan, may Allah forgive us, you know, that is the ultimate of stupidity. But anyone with any sense and any iman will actually welcome this difficulty. Why? Because he knows what is behind this difficulty. The thing to remember is not to allow the ashkal, the shape of things, the appearance of things, to deceive us and to stop us from seeing the haqaiq, the reality and truth behind those things. It is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hides khair behind something which has the face of difficulty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hides difficulty and shar behind something which has the face of ease. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the creation of Jannah, he sent Jibreel alayhi salam and he said, go and look at Jannah, see what I have created. So Jibreel alayhi salam went and looked at Jannah and he said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, what a fantastic thing you have created. Not a single human being or jinn will be left but that he will go into the Jannah. So nobody will be, no one will go anywhere except this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then surrounded this Jannah with difficulties. And he surrounded this Jannah with trials and tribulations. And he said to Jibreel alayhi salam, go and look at it. And Jibreel alayhi salam went again and he said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, not a single human being or jinn will be able to go into the Jannah. He said, they will all be deceived by all these difficulties. And he said, not a single, illa mashallah, except for your rahmah, nobody will be able to enter this place. And then the same thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did with Jahannam, where he created Jahannam and sent Jibreel alayhi salam and said, go look at it. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, Subhanallah, he said, nobody will enter this place. Not a single person will enter this place. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded the Jahannam with desirable things, with shahawat, and with all kinds of things which people love to have. And then Jibreel alayhi salam went back and looked at it on the hukum of Allah. And he said, Ya Allah, not a single person will be saved from this except the one you want to save. Otherwise, they will all enter this because this is so attractive. What is around it is so attractive that no one will be saved except the one that you would like to save. We ask Allah to give us Jannah and to save us from Jahannam. So the appearance of things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these examples in the Quran, so many places. Take for example the example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam is sitting tied up, trussed up in the cup of the catapult, about to be thrown into the fire. What is the shakal that he is seeing? What is the appearance of things that he is seeing, and what is the appearance of things that the people are seeing? What they are seeing is destruction. It is complete destruction, annihilation. There is no way that Ibrahim alayhi salam can escape from this thing. He is tied up, he is about to be thrown into the fire, and this fire will completely annihilate him. It will burn him to a cinder, and that's the end of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the shape of things, and this is the appearance of things that the people are seeing. The people who wanted to throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, and wallahu alam, if there were any supporters of Ibrahim alayhi salam in that crowd, maybe there were some people, but they were quiet, they did not reveal themselves because of their weakness. And this is the appearance of things. But you know and I know what was the reality of this. Behind this fire was hidden a garden. Behind this fire was hidden the hifz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And please understand, even after they threw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, as far as the people were concerned, the appearance of things didn't change. It's only when Ibrahim alayhi salam walked out of the fire that they realized what was actually the reality of this fire. And Allah knows how long Ibrahim alayhi salam stayed in the fire. He didn't instantly walk out. He stayed there for some period, which is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So until that entire period was over, until Ibrahim alayhi salam came out of the fire, as far as the people were concerned, they were successful. Ibrahim alayhi salam was highly unsuccessful, and the fire was the fire, and it was supposed to burn Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it did its job. This was the appearance of things. But the reality was something else. And why was the reality something else? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam was Khalilullah. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, when his Rabb said Aslim, Ibrahim alayhi salam said Qala Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. And that acceptance of the hukum of Allah and that obedience to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the reality of the fire for Ibrahim alayhi salam. The fire remained the fire. The same fire would have burnt anybody else. And that's the other thing to understand, that the appearance changing, it does not mean that the thing itself will change. The effect of that thing on you will change. Because the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highly specific. And Allah will save who He wants to save. It does not mean the fire became a garden for everybody, no. The fire remained a fire. The people who lit the fire still could not go near the fire, because the fire was a threat to them also. It would have burned them. And that's the reason why they threw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire using a catapult, using a siege engine. So the fire was still harmful for them, even though they were the ones who kindled the fire. The fire was still something which would have destroyed them. But the same fire for Ibrahim alayhi salam became a source of safety and comfort for him. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the hukum, Salaman ala Ibrahim. Bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cold, become cool, and become a source of safety, a means of safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. So I remind myself and you not to get confused by the appearance of things, but to look at the things from the lens of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That difficulty, whether it's a difficulty or whether it is the precursor for great benefit, depends on what we do with that difficulty. How do we face that difficulty? With the obedience of Allah or with rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is what I remind myself and you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us obedient to Him, to open on us the haqqaiq and the reality of things, so that we never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we never get sidetracked, we never get disillusioned, we never get distracted by the appearance of things, and we continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete and secure in the belief that only in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies benefit for us for this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.